very slowly.
Okay, we resume our board meeting. To reopen revenue recognition. I give the floor to Natasha.
Good morning, everyone. Today we just have one paper to discuss, and it's paper 7A, and it's just an update on the due process steps that the ISB has taken since May 2013, when we discussed other due processes that we had already taken at that point. The staff decided that this was appropriate given the recent technical discussion. We also included Appendix A, which is just a copy of the paper that the board already discussed in May. So as detailed in paragraphs 5, 9, and 10 of 7A, a few of the additional steps that the boards or staff have completed are as follows. The staff made a draft of the standard available on an internal type accessible by national standard setters. The same draft was sent to a diverse group of external reviewers for fatal flaw review. The boards completed additional technical discussions in July, September, and October 2013 based on some of the comments raised during the drafting process. The boards also worked with targeted groups of external reviewers to ensure the clarity and completeness of the proposals. The staffs have met and continue to meet with their respective editorial and taxonomy teams, and the ISB will meet with the translations team. The staff have begun work on the effects analysis, and as a note, the FASB completed their due process meeting earlier this month and provided permission to the staff to proceed with the balloting process. At the May 2013 meeting, the staff asked three questions. The ISB confirmed that re-exposure was not necessary, that sufficient due process had been completed to begin the ballot process, and that no ISB members intended to dissent. As noted in paragraph 11 of the paper, given the due process already completed by the ISB, including all the activities as identified as being required and many of the optional activities set out in the due process handbook, as well as the additional steps that I just mentioned, the staff continue to think that the ISB has undertaken sufficient due process steps to be in a position to finalize the proposed revenue standard. As described in paragraphs 12 and 13, the staff continue to think that re-exposure of the revenue standard is not necessary. Finally, as noted in paragraph 14, the staff note that the decisions on most issues discussed by the ISB were tentatively approved by a majority of the board. At the May 2013 meeting, no ISB members indicated their intent to dissent. However, because the ISB had further discussions subsequent to that May meeting, the staff would like to reconfirm that decision. At this point, the staff would like to ask the boards the same three questions as in May, which are shown in the box after paragraph 14. Do the boards continue to agree that sufficient consultation and analysis has been undertaken and the staff can begin the balloting process for the revenue recognition standard? Do the boards agree with the staff recommendation not to re-expose? And do any members of the ISB propose to dissent from the publication of the revenue standard? I'll now turn it over to the board for discussion.
So the first two questions. Yes. Disagrees?
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
I would like to expose to keep PK working more.
For a minute you made me stop my breath. For a second.
Okay, then who intends to dissent?
Better not.
Nobody. Okay.
Well done. I want suggestion. Minor suggestion.
We have to wait for
first.
Yeah.
Do you like to 1:30?